I've noticed for years and years and years that when I finish a poem, I'm neither happy nor unhappy, but I must say I am relieved. I am relieved of a burden. I am relieved of something that I don't understand quite well, but the relief has to do with a deeper, unconscious, better understanding of myself. And that the poem is the one that corrects my life, is my Confucius, is the one that rectifies my road. If I think of myself trying to move towards perfection, what is known as el camino de perfección, if I think of myself struggling with this, the only thing where I find some progress in my life is in the relationship I've had with Guadalupe and in the relationship I've had with poetry.
So it's almost like the poem serves the same function for you as dreams do for other people.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, you hardly ever see dreams in my poetry. And I don't keep notes of dreams, which many writers do, and they should. My friend Lorenzo Garcia Vega kept every dream that he had in a notebook, and they're fascinating. I was never able to do that and not interested in doing that because the poetry serves the purpose.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because I have matured slowly along the maturity of my own work. It is parallel in terms of maturity, how my work and my life has moved together. As my poetry becomes more mature, myself, I am more mature. By mature, I mean, I once said to my daughter, Mia, I said, you know what maturity is? She says, no, I don't know. I said, look, maturity is whatever bugged you or hurt you or harmed you for an hour at one point in your life and now bugs you or hurts you for 5 minutes. That's maturity.
Right.
And this is what's been happening to me. Now I owe this to Zen and Zen Buddhism. Everything gets dissolved. You know, you're sitting here, you're my friend, I consider you a good friend, maybe even a close friend by now. I have great respect for you, I have read you. If I am nostalgic about something dealing with your poetry, is that you haven't been able to write more and to be better known because you deserve it and because you're capable of it. What I've read of yours since the very beginning has been, to me, extremely important. And you've opened up for me, believe it or not, certain areas of, at the cultural level, that without you I couldn't have gotten into it. Among them, you know, the poets like Bowering and others that you care for, you've brought them into my life. And this, you know, and I'm very grateful about this. And say we have, sitting in front of each other today, a little incident, and I get angry at you because of what you said, and you get angry at me, and you leave this house, fuck you, I'm never going to see you again, goodbye. And, man, why did I say this? I heard Paul, I shouldn't have said this, I recriminate myself, I'm angry at myself.
He called me a maricón.
Yeah. Oh, well, you are. It's bugging me. You know, that, say, obsessiveness would take me years ago a month to get rid of.
Today, that, 20 minutes.
Maximum.
Yeah.
So that's maturity.
Well,
that is to say, what I'm saying is you don't take yourself that seriously.
Yeah.
You know, I take poetry very seriously, but not that serious. Yeah. Not that seriously that I think, you know, I'm a poet or I'm a great poet. I don't believe in any of that.